we will record the meeting for minutes that will be posted on the town website in, I think, 5 to 10 days or something like that. So we'll, first we'll go around the room, introduce ourselves for the record, and then you will have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. And then the board may have some questions for you. There may be some discussion. And then the board will deliberate, go into deliberative session, come up with a decision on what to do with the assessed value. They can go up, stay the same, or go down. And then the town will send you a result of grievance notice by certified mail within 2 weeks of the close of the hearing. So if the hearing is closed on the 8th, you'll get a notice within 2 weeks from that. Okay, but we're actually trying to turn those notices around quicker, so expect it in a week or two.
Okay, cool. My name is Ben Irish.
Let's go around for the...
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Okay. Robert Vickery.
Terry Barrows.
Nice to meet you.
And this is for 7 Oak Circle?
Yes.
Okay. Great. You have the floor.
Okay. So I sent my appeal in because on the paperwork it lists the sale price for $615,000 and the actual sale price was $600,000. And it's being appraised for $617,000.
And you bought it on Halloween of last year.
That's right, yeah.
So why is there a difference between... So the 615 would have come from the property tax transfer. That's the recording to the state based on what you pay for your transfer tax. And that's the 615 would have been what the price they would have used for your transfer tax.
My guess is the previous owners had some issues with the town because they listed it as a 4-bedroom. It is in fact a 3-bedroom. And there was quite an issue there.
But what he's saying is that at the closing, there was a document that you and the seller signed stating that you were paying $615,000.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have personal property included in that? Or money back toward closing costs?
No.
Because that was a state reported purchase price. We didn't generate that here at the town.
No.
Bob didn't at the town offices.
Okay.
But it was on that state document.
Okay. Well, that makes sense why.
Yes.
You would have it listed as 615, but it was sold for $600,000.
Do you have some of your closing documents at home?
Sure.
That would be a good idea to, because the transfer tax return copy should be in your files too.
Sure, I can look for it. But I am 100% certain we paid $600,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not questioning that. I'm just questioning why the state transfer tax return is inaccurate.
I wouldn't know how to begin to answer that question. I'm not a lawyer. I have no idea. I just signed the check.
MLS says 600.
MLS said 600.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, good.
Yep.
So it might have been a typo here.
Yeah.
Well, I'll pull up the... I can get the transfer tax return and the land records. Okay. So...
So they started at 640, right? And was reduced down to 615, and then it went under deposit. Yeah.
615 is what it was last listed at.
Yeah.
And it sold for 600. You're right.
Yeah. And then, you know, these are some of the listings.
I just provided that as some documents because I was really confused why the neighbors, when they purchased theirs, were being assessed under their purchase price. So 149 Oak was purchased at whatever price they paid for and was assessed under their purchase price.
Yeah, so we don't hit the purchase prices. It's impossible to do that when we're doing an appraisal. What we do is we take the purchase prices, we come up with a model based on price per square foot and price for the land, and then we apply all the data to that, including the properties that sold. So if it's sold for 600, but our model's creating a value of 617, that's the assessment. So your neighbor's property sold for 640, the model's coming up with 630 or whatever. That's the appraised value. So we don't always come up, but what we want to do is get that those sales and come up and be in the middle somewhere of those sales. So some are going to be over, some are going to be under, but we're trying to get somewhere in the middle, which we can would consider fair market value. If we were to go all over and hit the sales, it wouldn't be, the reason is that we want to have a fair yardstick that everyone's applied to for tax purposes. So if somebody pays more than the house is worth, they would be penalized on their taxes. Okay, someone who got a really good deal, was a good negotiator, ends up paying less in taxes if we went to the sale prices. So we're trying to say, well, what's a good fair market value based on these sales that are up and down?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. As it is right now, I was just a little confused. Can you see why I'm a little confused?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the new rate will go down, so you're looking at probably around $300 increase overall a year for taxes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. From last year's taxes to this year's taxes.
Oh.
It's about a $300 increase.
Per month? Or
no, year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, cool.
Because you were last assessed at 303 and now you're assessed at 617, but the rate also is going down.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, that's good news.
That's good news.
I've never heard of that before. We moved from South Burlington, so it's a little different there.
Right.
It seems like taxes are a little heavier. So.
Yeah,
it's a little on the defensive.
South Burlington did their last reappraisal in 2020, I believe. Yeah.
And we did ours 15 years ago.
Oh, did you? Oh. Yeah, there was a gap before 2020 when South Burlington didn't. I think it was back into the 1990s. And so
it was like 2006 or something.
Was it?
Like that,
it was big enough so that when they did come around and do their assessment, ours went up several thousand dollars.
In taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just. Kind of bracing for impact.
Well, I think a lot of people were.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
But the reality is that the budget's already been set. And values of real estate, as you well know, have just exploded exponentially because we don't have enough housing.
Yeah.
You can turn off the...
Oh.